You're listening to New England Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Kari Njeri. New Englanders today have been cleaning up after the first big snow of the season. Most people were focused on shoveling, plowing, or driving through it, but others preferred to glide and slide. Our snow day coverage begins in Springfield with New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne.
Leg straight. 3, 2, 1, go!
Behind the Mary M. Lynch Elementary School in Springfield, Nicole Feliciano launched her 11-year-old son, Desmond, down the hill.
Oh, he made it all the way to the bottom this time.
A strong wind wasn't getting in the way of the fun.
The kids had a day off of school, so we figured we'd come out in the fresh snow and just kind of sled and play around before they have to go back. They're having a pretty good time.
Her other son, Joshua, who's 13, was at the bottom of the hill. He'd gone sledding, built a snowman, and was working on a snow dog. He said the news of a snow day was welcome.
I was very excited because I could stay home and I could play outside in the snow, and I really like the snow.
Behind another Springfield school, Mary Dryden Elementary, lifelong snowboarder Kyle Bruno was sharing his passion with his twin children.
Kids got a day off of school today. Figured I'd make the best of it and go snowboarding with them. Trying to teach them, they're 4 years old, and bringing them all the way to the mountains is a pain in the butt, to say the least. So we come to the hill locally and practice.
On the same hill, Margaret Tabb had just finished sledding with her two daughters. Tabb is a Springfield school teacher and also got a day off. 9-year-old Caroline said they enjoyed themselves.
We made a big bump and then we flew in the air when we went over it.
Was that scary or just fun?
Fun.
More snow is expected tonight. According to my sources, area children are praying for another snow day. Parents declined comment. For New England Public Radio, I'm Alden Bourne.
And I'm Nancy Cohen in Northampton, where a favorite cross-country skiing spot is not far from the Walmart. It's a system of trails on conservation land that lead to Fitzgerald Lake. Sam Coates Fink emerges from the woods on his skis with a little black dog named Moki. Coates Fink started skiing early in the storm.
I skied through downtown Northampton last night. It was awesome. It doesn't get better than that.
Today, he's skiing with Darla Stabler. It's her first time on skis.
I've never skied before in my life. So it's fun and hard.
Hard, maybe because the snow is a bit wet and these trails aren't groomed. So skiers like these have to pack it down as they go. But about 30 miles west in Beckett, Dave and Linda Bacon groom their trails every day. They own Canterbury Farm, a bed and breakfast with cross-country ski trails. Linda says this storm makes for an optimistic start to the season.
We always like to see the snow come early because it makes a wonderful base that we can work on top of for the rest of the season.
The Bacons started the business about 35 years ago. In recent years, the snowfall has been less regular.
It's the inconsistencies and possibly more ice rather than full-fledged snowstorms, which makes it more difficult to have a consistent snow condition and being open consistently throughout the season.
Bacon, who has customers from Boston and New York, says when people look out their windows and see it coming down, that's the best advertisement. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.